you take your seat, it's needful for us to understand that we dwell in strange times. The enemy, like a beast, has drawn the battle line. Christianity is under attack in our nation. And it's a clarion call to everyone that believes in the name of Christ to pray for our deliverance at this point in time. I'd like you to lift up your voice as you pray today against this beast of reckless wickedness plowing through the northern part of our land, taking peace out of cities. You want to release and decree the authority that is written. It is written that no man shall be able to stand before us all the days of our life. That is the heritage that we have from God. And I want us to enforce it tonight. That this power, this evil that locks about the northern part of this nation, in Borno State, Kaduna State, in Yobe State, and seemingly peaceful cities have been made places where there are more memories about dolor and doom than gladness and joy. Can you lift up your voice today and say, Lord, in this service, we reject the work of darkness. We reject the activity of the enemy. We silence this dragon. We silence the dragon. We silence this dragon, this beast of reckless wickedness, moving from city to city, taking peace out of the land. We silence it. Our brethren live in terror. The Christian faith is under attack. Darkness has risen up. But today we raise the standard of the Spirit against the enemy of the church. Ah. We raise the standard of the Spirit against the enemy of the church. Let this beast be cut off. Let reproach befall anyone that is instrumental to his advancement. Let the sun smite. Let the moon withdraw its light from such a one. Proclaim the judgment that is written. Proclaim the judgment that is written. Let darkness cover the path of his treachery that has been hatched in the kingdom of darkness. No man can fight God and prosper. No man. No man can fight God and prosper. No man can fight God. Make sure you are praying from the depth of your belly. Let prayer rise from within you. Let prayer rise from within you. As the Spirit of the living God quickens it into your spirit, let it rise from within you. We put an end to the voice of this dragon. We cut it off. We resist it in the name of Jesus Christ. Enough to violence, bloodshed, wickedness that has gone beyond the realms of reason. Demonic confrontations against the church, against the body of Christ. It's time for us to arise and to cry to God. Mahalatome sateba kademai. Mahalatomenda ir sakwala tamba. Ikaperis abros amantasa nabakaya mantali. Loranis kabalanta. Mabrena kabosi. Laharanas kipatame nakadia.
Mahosata balakandebra samena. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a painting? The kings of the earth take counsel, and the rulers together against the Lord and against his Christ, saying, let us cut their bands asunder, set their course from the midst of us. But he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision, and it shall vex them in his sore displeasure. No man can fight God and prosper. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Throughout the week, we have been praying because we sense in the spirit that it's a time of prayer. I pray you not be sleeping when God, when heaven is calling for mercenaries to take their place against an unpredictable enemy. Turn your Bible as you stand, still in the mood of prayer, to Lamentations chapter 1. That has been the subject of our prayer. We have been gliding through the corridors of Lamentations as we cried throughout the week and in the night time. If you are still in this hall, say amen. I remember those days when I was in Jos looking for admission. I wanted to go to University of Jos because of the weather. I happened to be someone that sweats a lot. And I felt that if I look around the cold Jos region, the delicate balance of my creation will find a very good atmosphere for survival. Hallelujah. It was a place of peace. There used to be a market there called Terminus. You could find almost anything you were looking for in that place. And even if you didn't want to buy something, just seeing the activity there, you might be attracted. Hallelujah. Because I found out I bought some things from there that I did not have need of. Hallelujah. But you see, I went back to Jos not too long ago, found Terminus Market bumped down, everything, the place, the topography. Man, you see, the devil is wicked. If peace is taken out of a particular land, not so much will be left that speaks of glory. The Bible speaking in the book of Lamentation, chapter 1, the prophet was crying out. He says, verse 4, the ways of Zion do mourn, because none cometh to the solemn feast. All her gates are desolate. Her priests sigh, her virgins are afflicted, and she is in bitterness. He said, the way of Zion do mourn. I was invited to preach in Kano. I happened to do my youth service in Kano about 10 years ago. It was a great place, wonderful place, good economy. Anybody can survive on any strata in that society. 10 years later, something has renovated the land. Hallelujah. And from the airport to where I was supposed to launch, which is supposed to be about 25 minutes drive, it was 2 hours drive. Because there were what they call those things? Checkpoints. In fact, it's more than a checkpoint. It's a thorough check. It's a scanning point. Hallelujah. Because everybody was considered a suspect until proved otherwise. It took 2 hours to get to the place of rest. Amen? Now, I was invited by NCCF, Nigerian, what do you call it? Christian Corpus Fellowship. And it's a fellowship and not a church, and so they normally are hosted by churches within the city. It was Baptist Church that was to host NCCF conference. I was the state conference speaker. Baptist Church wrote back and said, we cannot host you anymore. You don't know what it means when peace is taken out of the land. You might think it's an economic situation, but friends, I was there. Calvary Life Assembly, 10,000 seat auditorium. As at the time I was serving, it was the 50th largest auditorium in the world. Are you still with me now? But if you find in a church in Kano, people up to 20 members there, then there's a revival. Are you with me now? So actually, the real attack is against the church. You know how the average believer in this time is. You know how survives, just barely gets by.
And people in this generation have not yet developed their stature of leadership in Christ sufficient enough to stay outside of fellowship and prosper spiritually. Because the way, you know, the Bible says the way of Zion do more. That means nobody comes to church anymore. Nobody attends her solemn feasts. Our priests are sighing and her virgins are afflicted. The things going on, you might look at it from a political perspective, but say, come back home. It is Zion that is mourning. I was in Kaduna, how many days ago now? And there was a bomb blast. Sunday service. Half of the congregation ran out. The bomb did not blast in the church that I was in. What's the distance from Wusasa to Muchia? Where are the Zaria people? Wusasa to Muchia is very far. The bomb went off in Wusasa. People took off from the church where? In Muchia. Half of the church went out. Usher tried to restrain them. I salute you, ushers. But I've seen a scenario where the ushers lack the ability, the sufficient stature to bring order. Took off. And I was in the minister's seat. And you know, you are not supposed to run because you are men of faith. Amen. If not, I've already taken off. But I had to, the Lord give you understanding. I was there in body, but my spirit was far away. That was a congregation where there was no bomb. People took. Do you think all of them will come back for midweek service? The ways of Zion do mourn. For no one attended her solemn feasts. The priests do sigh because the economics have been affected. All right? Since the gate of Zion have been abandoned, the economics too have been affected. So the priest is sighing. He is a righteous man, and holy man. A man of prayer, but the economics. So he's sighing now. Because the gates of Zion have been abandoned. And the Bible added and said that even the virgins are afflicted. So even holy people were not exempted from the impact of that assault against the church. Today we come for fellowship and everybody is happy, smiling. Amen. Have you seen it now? Sorry, let me enter my calling. You may not like me after now, but I'm not in the flesh. Do you realize? Now, you are in Otoko. And you are in Makurdi. Alright? If I now say, this month, I declare it month of signs and wonders. Are you with me now? And then in Otoko, there's a fight. That pastor should be teaching things that will make the people survive the circumstances on ground. But somebody declared what? Month of what? Most of our captions are not prophetic. Doesn't answer the cry, the territorial cry. Church! As a boundary, there are two boundaries of church life. And one of them is geography. You cannot be so much of such a prophet that you will stay in Lagos and give a caption that covers Damaturu and Wukari. It is not done that way. Every geographical location has an emphasis from God. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I know. Oh, let me stop. Friends, because even in the midst of the heat of crisis, people were still teaching month of what? Signs. If the trumpet gives an unsettling sound, who can prepare for battle? I believe a realization will awaken us in this day so that you become somebody that operates with a conviction. Because just because you are Christian, it's enough for you to die. So let's die with conviction. If we must die. But I came to announce to you, we will not die. You cannot fight the church and prosper. Can you lift your voice? I know you have never cursed before, but you will curse today. Let me show you first in the Bible before you say, cow, this pastor. Cow! See, check it from Lamentation so that you will know that it's there. Amen. Are you with me, Lamentations? Okay. Lamentations 1. He said, the adversary has spread out his hands upon the pleasant things. For she has seen that the hidden entered into her sanctuary, whom thou didst command that they should not enter into thy congregation. It means, if somebody comes into the place where Jehovah God is worshipped, alright, and is an unbeliever, but he acknowledges that Jehovah God is the one these people are worshipping, he can come to the house of God. But if somebody comes, he doesn't believe that Jehovah God is the one, the ultimate God is the one that is being worshipped here. If he comes into the sanctuary, it's an abomination. You didn't get it. Okay, let me give you another scripture. Psalms 1. Have you seen unbelievers? They don't want to give their life to Christ, but they acknowledge God. Have you seen those ones? Oh, you are not with me. If you are still here, say amen. Amen. It's a long journey today. Psalms 1. Turn your Bible. Psalms 1. Verse 1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Verse 4 and 5 is where I'm going. He said, the ungodly are not so, but they are like chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. I'm not talking about a sinner that acknowledges God, but he doesn't want to give his life to Christ. You get it? A sinner that does not acknowledge God, doesn't acknowledge God, but is found in the congregation. Such a man in the congregation will be mocking God. You understand what I'm talking about? Mocking everybody that is worshiping. Say, see this one. He's crying. Oh! Do you realize that when those people brought those bombs to the worship places and detonated them, it is an abomination? Do you realize? Do you get that? You see, God has a protocol. There's an administrative arrangement God has put in place in order for his judgment to find expression. Are you still with me? There's an arrangement. In God's scheme of things, according to the book of Psalms 116 verse 15, the Bible reveals that the earth has been given to the sons of men. So if God's judgment will be effected here, it must be proclaimed by men that understand God's will before God can have permission to begin to execute it. And that's why God cannot do without a prophet. Everything he's about to do, he doesn't do except he has revealed it to the prophet, because the prophet is a partner with God in the manifestation of his will and intent. The prophet will have to declare first before God goes to him. By that declaration, he has received permission from the people that he has given the earth to, so that he can, by their permission, come to work. That's why you cannot live your Christian life without prayer. Prayer is earthly permission for heavenly interference. If you are going to work with God, you will pray much and fast often. I know you don't like the idea of prayer. The day we declare prayer, that day, the hall was... an abomination has been committed in the land.
We have judged it in the light of the truth of God's word. And we are here to proclaim the judgment that is written. First of all, the judgment comes upon everyone that finances these people. Whether they are in Saudi Arabia, in Ethiopia, in Malaysia, let their wealth of finances dry up. Can you cry? They have been weighed in the balances and they have been found wanting. The Bible says that the Lord is known by the judgment that He executes. Arise, arise, and let thy enemies be scattered. Mare setebo klete dina kambra sakwa kalaba asale marakan petame. Let resources, people that are sponsoring this assault against your people, we cause the fountain of their finances, and we command a wild wind to destroy the capital base.
Sayena, I am a mother.
Lift up your voice and cry. Pray to Him. The ways of Zion do more. For no one attends a solemn feast. A priest sighs. A Nazarite is lean. A virgin is afflicted. We reject this beast. We cut it off out of our nation. Mibra makatabala, Shabre katabela kasketomina kadema, Supreta kasketabina kadema sanda baborama, Mobera ila baskanda babose. We wait on you, O great one. It is written that you are known by the judgment that you execute. Now is that time. We ask, O God, that you stir yourself up. We ask, O God, that you cry. We ask, O God, that you swallow the enemy quick. Kobra samena tadia masala babu. Marabas katonera babu.
We give you praise.
Jesus' name we pray. Finally, Lamentations 1 verse 8. Seize every opportunity you have in this season to pray. In the bus, on the bike, in the office, while dispatching lectures, you can pause and pray. We need so much prayer now. Hallelujah. The enemy that was hiding in the shadows now stands in the street. And it's time to arise. It's time for the God of the whole earth to be made. And I believe if we pray, God will show his right hand in the name of Jesus Christ. Jerusalem had grievously sinned. Therefore, she is moved. All that honor her despise her, because they have seen her nakedness. Yea, she sigheth and turneth backward. Friends, if you have read your Bible critically, you come to realize that it is actually impossible to persecute the church without the Lord of the church appearing. I was there in Canada. My day of death was 7th of January 2002. Day of death as prophesied by the devil. Because I was caught up in a mall. A violent mall. A radical mall. A mob of enchanters. And they chanted some things. And my neck was already within the scope of their blade. Hallelujah. I prayed the last prayer, the one Jesus prayed, into thy hands I commit my spirit. I've been there. So when we talk of violence, when we talk of this beast, it's an enemy that I know well. Very well. It's not a good beast. It's a strange beast. Amen? But you see, if this kind of slaughter can start and continue, it's an indication of the fact that there is something wrong with our allegiance to our king. It's as if we have departed from his emphasis, and that's why the enemy has been strengthened against us. Check the story of Israel. Every time a strange king came and was so powerful as to persecute them, was an indication of the fact that they were seeing the camp. He said, we have sinned. That's the reason why we turn backward in the face of the enemy. Because the promise that was hovering upon the house of Israel was that no man shall be able to stand before them all the days of their life. Doesn't matter how much valor you have gotten, how much training you have as a legionnaire, it doesn't count. If you are marching against Israel, know that you are marching against God. Hallelujah. Goliath of Gath and all his relatives, giants in their respect, warriors from their youth. Because of that promise, God sought for 40 days for a man that could believe him enough just to stand in the battlefront. He had defied God, and he had defied the armies of Israel. And when David showed up, it was easy to know the tribe that he was from. Only the sons of the lion can be this bold. That's why Saul did not ask what tribe. He said what family. Because this kind of boldness can only be from Judah, the son of a lion. Hallelujah. When David stood for the Lord, it was not his skill on the sling that turned the battle. It was a battle that was fought from the realm of the spirit. Goliath invoked the name of his God and cursed the armies of Israel. I was thinking that the giant of Israel, who was Saul, because on the day of his coronation, it was revealed that his head was higher than the head of any man. Every man in Israel were got up to his shoulder. He was the image of the true king in the eyes of the world. But it happens to be that when the true enemy showed up, the giant of Israel
backed out. It took a giant killer to bring the giant down. Because there was a promise hanging on that nation that no man will be able to stand before them all the days of their life. Friends, we have seen. As a church in this nation, we have seen. You see, God operates in the three levels that we can see God's operation as revealed in Scripture. Now, if you focus on the doctrine of salvation, it means God does the work. You just enjoy the things that God is doing. Are you still with me? Oh my God, you are not here. If you are still here, say amen. Amen. Now, you don't need to like what I'm saying, all right? Don't need to like it. But pretend that you do, at least for this time out. And spy. Amen. In the doctrine of salvation, God does the work. You just appropriate what He has achieved and accomplished by faith. Alright? From that tangent, you know, He paid for healing. So you can appropriate healing by faith. Amen. Everything He prayed for and paid for can be appropriated. That's the level of efficiency or the average Christian. He believes that he's doing God a favor coming into the kingdom, and that God is owing him because he paid tithe. Amen. I say amen. There's another level. The level of the stature of leadership. By reason of your maturity in Christ, you become reasonable. When you become reasonable, you acknowledge the fact that Jesus paid for you with the price of his blood. That means you are bought. You are his property. And the only reason for your existence is that you are living to serve his will. Are you still with me? If you are still here, say amen. Amen. In that economy, alright? In that economy, God goes beyond tithe. Goes beyond asking you for 10%. God owns 100%. And that's why the demand of the New Testament is consecration. All that I am and have is given to serve God's will. That is predicated upon the fact that I realize that I'm bought, I'm God's property. You see that? Two templates. Whereas one is putting his hand in the pocket, he doesn't feel any sense of responsibility to God. And he feels God is owing him. Meanwhile, another knows that he owes everything to God. 89% of Christians in this country operate on the first level. It means we are a church of immaturity. And I believe that it was orchestrated by seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And so the accurate kingdom perspective, which will be the focal point of emphasis and discipleship, has been abandoned. Our gospel is privatized and commercialized. And mammon rules in this day. Because most believers have him. He has possessed the soul of most believers. And so instead of Christ to become their unique goal, mammon is their unique goal. And our yardstick of measurement these days is no longer the yardstick upon which deacons were elected in the book of Acts of the Apostles chapter 6. It's a different yardstick. A yardstick that holds the perspective of the world. And this departure has been sustained for the last 25 years in Nigeria. Generation after generation, the power of Christianity wanes from one level of degradation to another. Center stage is occupied by false preachers that bring false emphasis from the Word of God. Many who try to make the Word of God say things that God has never said. And so the average believer does not know God. Doesn't know the way he thinks. And so in this day, where all kinds of sorcerers have come into the church, the power of basic discernment is lacking. And God himself is angry. That's why the hand of the enemy has been sweating. Can we pray today
and say, Lord, as a church, we repent. As a church, we repent. We repent. We have seen that this affliction is a sign that you are no longer with us. We repent. Have mercy. Have mercy. And come to our aid. We have no more altar, no anchor to hold anymore. You are our Father. Even if Abraham does not remember us, you are our God. Like us to repent as a church. Forgive, O great one. And yet rise amidst us like a warrior and defend us. Kibala Sanama. Kaila Masata Bala 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 Bala. We repent. We repent. The highways of kingdom life that will advance to us in the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 5, 6 and 7. Revealing the hallmark of the culture of heaven and the constitution of the kingdom of heaven. We have abandoned it. We seek to serve two masters. Help us. Cause your eyes to shine upon us. Lift your countenance over us. Come to our aid, O God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus. Father, we pray today as we ask for mercy. We see that the hand of the enemy has been strengthened by our transgression. And so we come to you because you are our fortress, our anchor, our stronghold. By the blood of the covenant, we approach you. We ask, O God, that you take us out of this pit wherein there is no water. Call us out of this pit that we have been placed in on the account of the fact that your judgment has been kindled. Look upon us with mercy by the blood. And let your strong hand yet come amidst us. And let this beast of reckless wickedness be restrained in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we fortify the boundaries of Benue State from the length to the breadth thereof. We forbid that the cavalry of this beast will march upon our soil in the name of Jesus Christ. Arise to our defense. And let him that mocks Jerusalem be put to shame. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You are welcome. You may be seated. Sorry, I had to afflict you with the burden. I had to afflict you with that burden so that we all wear our right mind in the house of God. Amen. And I believe that our borders shall be in peace, and the sons of strangers shall stand to build our walls. I believe that Gentiles will come into our light, and kings into the brightness of our rising. There is a move of God that will be factored in this land, and as watchmen and intercessors, it's our primary assignment to secure its borders in prayers. So shall it be in Jesus' name.